Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This week, golf gets to live a little.
I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potatoes.
You'll get nothing and like it.
This is a PGA Championship Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
PGA Championship Week on Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080.
Yes, I was getting really tired of having fun all the time.
The Fan.
Hey, what'd it do?
Ahoy!
What's up?
Hell of a Friday.
Good Friday.
Good Friday.
What's going on? Buckley is out today.
Yeah. I think it's a little interesting that, you know, yesterday we were talking about Buckley's wife and kind of owning him and not letting him do anything. And then today he just happens to be out because
he has to stay home blaming it on his wife.
Just saying. Little.
Will Ortner is here.
Kind of interesting.
Hi, Will.
What's up, dude?
Nothing, dude. Just getting ready to do a sports
show. Sup, brah?
Bro.
Yeah, sup.
Brew.
No one says brah. You might say brody.
Do you guys say brew?
What's up, brosif?
Do you kids?
No.
Brew?
Will so broy.
Might.
Him and his frat boys are going to go see Shane Gillis. That's the broiest.
Shaden Gillis.
That's the
no, Shane.
It's the broiest thing you can do. Grow some mustaches and go drink some beers and listen to Shane Gillis. He gets us.
He is the bro. He's a dude, man.
Oh, I see that. Yeah, I had to Google him, but I've seen his stand-up.
Yeah, he's funny.
On Netflix.
Very funny.
But he is about as, like, he's the new Bert. Like, if Bert for a while was the broiest thing you could do, now you've moved on to Shane Gillis.
I've seen Bert.
Who?
Bert.
Kreischer?
Bert Kreischer for a while was like, dude, let's get wasted and go see Bert. I'll take his shirt off. We've never seen it before. Bah! And now we've moved on to the other fat comedian. We've moved on to Shane Gillis. We're like, oh, dude, he's one of us. It's hilarious.
I may or may not have gotten too drunk at a Bert Kreischer concert and had to take a nap.
There you go. See, it's
like, might have happened.
You know. Yeah.
Did you have to take a nap on a golf course?
Yeah, that did happen.
A lot of pot calling the kettle black over here. That's all I'm hearing.
With that.
I'm just saying, one day you're going to look back and be like, Dane Cook, pay-per-view, 20 minutes. Shane Gillis, yeah.
Hater.
He is funny, though.
So you're saying Shane Gillis is the new Dane Cook? Is that what you're saying?
A little bit, yeah. Dane Cook at one point was like the broiest bro of all time. It was the biggest comedian of the world, and it did not age well. Oh, we'll see.
I wonder why.
He just, like, in comedy, if you get too big, then it's like being a punk band. Like, Green Day gets big, and then everyone hates him. There's a little bit of that. If you become, Shane Gillis is all edgy because he got fired from SNL, and he's like, yeah, I just do my own thing. But if you become, like, too big, then all the bros will hate you because then you're no longer bro-y, and they'll have to go find someone else. Like, I'm surprised, like Joe Rogan, like, I can't believe Rogan's still doing that, although he's kind of morphed into, like, the right-wing bro, but, you know. It's hard to keep the bro's attention. Maybe Scotty Scheffler will be the new bro. Get a teardrop tattoo, embrace that chest hair and the orange jumpsuit.
I might get his mugshot shirt.
Free Scotty?
Well, I think that'd be funny.
There was a guy at the end of, I just was watching the highlights, and at the end of his round, he walks off the 18th hole, And there's a bunch of people high-fiving him, you know, because today was a good day for him.
Yes.
He was arrested and he still had a good day.
Look, it may be the, in all seriousness, if he wins this thing, it'll be the best thing that ever happened to his career.
Well, it already, I think it already kind of is. Well,
he's like, so boring and milquetoast that, again, lean into this, get a teardrop tattoo, maybe a spider web on your elbow, and become the bad boy of golf.
Well, he needs to drop a rap album.
That's true.
Pretty soon.
Exactly.
But no, there was a guy high-fiving him who already had the Scheffler, the Free Scotty shirt with him in his mugshot. Like, how did he even get it that fast?
Pop culture moves fast, man. It moves fast.
I mean, it's one thing to Photoshop a photo and put it on the internet. It's another to have the shirt as he's finishing his round of golf.
I just Googled Free Scotty shirt, and I see probably 7 different websites right now ready to go that you can order from in different versions.
Yeah, I mean, they had...
it's going.
They had Portnoy on CNBC.
Did they really?
Yeah, they for some reason they put him on there. I don't know why, but
well,
they do.
Again, speaking of bros, like, because when someone gets arrested in the world of sports, you're like, who can we... Like, if John Daly's not available, you go get Dave Portnoy.
So they had him on there, and for some reason, I don't know, they were asking him about it, and he was like, well, I don't know if he should have even been arrested, but I tell you this, the second that happened, I was in contact with all my people, and we put out the Free Scotty Scheffler shirt, and it's going to allow us to make a mint. So I'm like, well, I guess
well, there's people that
capitalizing on
exactly. There was a bro out there that the moment he saw that, whatever it happened, at like 5 a.m, you know, by 6:15, those shirts were ready to go. Fire up the printing presses. Let's go.
By the by, Dane Cook's wife, you ever?
She's
young.
She's super young.
Oh, what do you mean?
He's in his 50s, and I think she, when they got together, was 18.
She's younger than me.
How old is she now?
She's younger than 20, me, I'm pretty sure.
21, 22.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He went Jerry Seinfeld, who also...
Am I allowed to say she's hot?
Yeah.
Or is she too young?
No, she's of age. She's just...
Well, I know of age. But, she's 24.
When they got together, she may have been in high school.
Gosh, she's gorgeous.
Seinfeld had that. Seinfeld, I think, was 45-ish, and his gal was a senior in high school.
She was like 17.
Hey, man.
Maybe he should be arrested.
That Pop-Tart movie sucked.
For your, it's good for your brand.
Look,
get arrested.
Look, I don't understand what you talk to a 17-year-old person about when you're 40 or whatever, but I got a good reason. I had a good idea why Dane Cook and Jerry Seinfeld ended up with their...
Maybe teach them how to drive?
That would be my guess. You know, talk about their social studies and, you know, what's happening at prom. You show up to prom with Dane Cook or Jerry Seinfeld, and I'm sure that those girls just are in love with them for their great comedic timing, not for the hundreds of millions of dollars.
Shane Gillis is as funny as body lice, says
bad take.
One of our texters.
Bad take.
He is a certain brand of comedy that is not for everybody.
He's kind of... He's low-key blue, right?
Yes.
Like, he comes across as wholesome, but he's not.
Oh, he's not wholesome at all.
He is not low-key blue.
He gets racist. He gets misogynistic. We got fired from SNL for racist.
Oh, he's a racist. And Will likes him?
He was...
It was a bit.
Wow, Will.
It was bad. Like, I mean, it sounds terrible. Like, he did a podcast where... He was doing Asian accents and really, really, I mean, it's rough stuff.
It wasn't good.
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
That's why he got...
He got hired from SNL and then fired before he ever actually had done a show. Hmm. So, like, he got hired. And now nowadays, when you get hired by something, instantly people do, like, they start searching your Twitter or Instagram, and they will go and find anything you've previously done, and they're going to pour through it. Man, Kevin Hart got fired from the Oscars for that same sort of thing, for something he had already apologized for.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, Kevin Hart, like, 8 years ago, had said something about, like, if his son was gay, it would, like, he would be sad. He, like, did a bit about it. And then years later, he was like, yeah, that was a stupid joke. He goes, I was just playing around, and it was dumb, and I'm sorry. And they got hired by the Oscars, and the Oscars were like, Kevin, we've come to the, it's come to our attention that you've said this. And he goes, yeah, I apologized for it, like, 5 years ago. And they're like, well, you're going to have to apologize again. He said, no. He said, I already apologized for it. And they were like, well, you apologize or it's not your job. He's like, cool. Good luck. Bye.
So that's
what everyone does.
Gillis's was his first ever podcast that they recorded on video. It's like in the first 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's
bad.
It's pretty rough, though. You can just tell he's a 20-year-old or whatever, 21-year-old.
He's almost 40.
No, like when he did that, he was like in his 20s. He was a frat guy, and he was trying to be, you know, edgy and funny, and you know you're talking to no one. And
here's Will Ortner just propping him up.
Yeah, his stand up is Beautiful Dogs or whatever
Beautiful
on Netflix.
Dogs,
it's funny. I think he's funny, but he is very broy.
I saw that stand up. Because I recognize him,
yeah,
but I remember none of it. But I guess it's a compliment to say I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, I guess.
Because sometimes you turn on those Netflix stand-up shows and you turn them right off. They just, you know?
Yeah.
Some comic.
Yeah,
like,
some
there's always
work.
New comics on there, and you're just like, all right, I'll check this person. Yeah. And then you just don't get it. Maybe you just don't jive with them, and you turn it off. Gillis, I watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
So that's maybe a compliment.
Yeah, I like his stuff. You just, you know, I can see that not aging well. How about that?
Well, we're here for a big sports show today, guys. Joe Harrington's going to join us, 5:30, normal time. Watch out. We're going to ask him because I believe that there are two people that, if they were arrested, I would have no idea what they did.
Like me. I mean.
Not you.
Under no circumstances.
Like, you're the easiest one. If you were, like...
Everyone keeps saying that, and quite frankly, it hurts my feelings.
Well, you got to wear it. I mean, that's you.
Yeah.
It's some sort of assault with you, because you're always fighting and crap. So, that's an easy one, if you had your arrest headline. Mm-hmm. The two people that heads under the carpet would flummox me, that I have no idea what they did. I wouldn't even venture to guess what they did. One would be Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah.
And that's when we all woke up this morning, we saw that Scottie Scheffler was arrested. And I got to tell you, man, I sat there, I was like, dude, what on earth could he have done? And your mind starts racing. And I don't know. Maybe a Dewey?
It blew me away. Well, I went to one of two things. My first thought, because we all woke up to a text from a buddy. And like, what the hell? I think mine was like, boy, Scottie Scheffler's having a good morning. And I was like, well, it's too early for him to be on the golf course. I'm like, whoa. My first thought was domestic violence, because I always lean towards domestic violence.
DV, huh?
Yeah.
Well, his wife's not even there.
See, I didn't know, but they just
home
had
with the baby.
They had the kid, and that's just like, I'm like, oh boy. Like, when I hear athlete arrest, don't you instantly go to, and there's some sort of, no?
Not on that one. Not on him, no. I didn't. I thought of some sort of theft, but then that was stupid. I'm like, why would he? Well, I don't know.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. I don't know.
And the other one I went to, so I was like, you know, is it DV? And then when I saw the arrest photo, that, you know, it was all kind of dark and it was up against the car and there were multiple cars. I was like, oh no, he got Eugene Robinson. That's what I really thought.
Oh, like a hooker?
Well, he's Team Jesus, right? Super Team Jesus. The wife just had the kid. He's in South Carolina. Or is it South Carolina? Valhalla?
No, they're in Louisville,
Kentucky. Kentucky, right? He's in the South. I was like, oh, he got Robert Kraft. He got Orchids of Asia.
Sting.
It's
That's
at
a
night.
Good guess.
That was where I went. And I was like, it's a full-on Sting. And I was like, holy. And then I saw the thing and I was like, really? Like that?
Well,
he drove on the shoulder of a road?
Yeah. The other one is Joey.
Yeah, Joey's not getting arrested.
Well, we would have said the same thing about Scotty. So what I'm saying is, if I saw a headline with a mugshot of Joey Harrington, dude, I could not venture to guess how he got arrested or why he got arrested. You would be easy. Yeah. I've already had one. Scheffler and Joey, like the two people that I'd be like, because when Tiger got arrested originally, or when Tiger got arrested, that was the Ambien one.
I don't think he was arrested with that one. We just saw the photo. He was arrested for the...
Well, it was video.
Yeah, he got arrested with the DUI for pills.
That's the Ambien one.
That's the Ambien one.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That...
Yeah, you're like...
It was not that shocking.
No. It's like, yeah, he's all pilled out. Because of the Elon thing, we had already known that he had some drinky poos and liked the Ambien and was into the pills and the painkillers. Like, that all made sense. Scheffler's came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I mean, for God's sakes, he wins the Masters, and he's like, I'd like to thank the Lord, and, you know, he's like the nicest dude ever.
Yeah, he's the most boring
yes.
champion you'll ever see, and then all of a sudden he gets arrested, and now he's like...
Street cred, man.
The legend of Scottie Scheffler is growing.
If he wins this, and he's like, what, three shots back? If he wins this, that will be the best thing to ever happen to his career. It may be the best thing to ever happen to a golfer's career. Are you kidding me? This whole thing may be staged by Scheffler's people to get him some street cred.
It's possible that it's staged by golf.
yeah, it's got
golf
people,
just
got
likes
people talking.
Headlines, you know, they need the. Yeah, Scheffler's a little too boring. Let's get him arrested. Perfect.
Someone said my first thought was ball sacked. We got ball. That's true. Like, yeah. It's a fake thing.
Like, it was not fake.
Like, Scheffler arrested? No. But again, Eugene Robinson, think about that. Like, Eugene Robinson was the NFL man of the year and was as Team Jesus as anyone. And that dude got caught with a hooker like 2 days before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, that.
I remember that.
Hey. Bear Robbins went before the Super Bowl. Bear Robbins went psycho and went to Mexico and did a bunch of blow and got in a bender and missed the Super Bowl. So we've seen some stuff. It's just from Scheffler.
But I think football players, you know, they live life on the edge.
Yeah. Scheffler does not. No. He lives it in the middle. The most middle you can, with bumpers on each side. Like, I don't even think he curses. He probably says fiddlesticks. We all know Scottie Scheffler.
A lot of people are really upset. He is acting of white privilege.
What? He didn't get out of jail in time to make
his
round.
To hit his tee time. Yeah. That's the definition of white privilege.
That is true.
Are
we going to do the Tony Finau wouldn't have been left out? He wouldn't have made it out of prison?
Jail.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, it's not prison.
It's not prison.
Jail.
No. Well, I don't. That's actually a good question. I don't know. I don't know. If it were Tiger.
Tiger!
Let's talk about it.
Let's get into it.
Even though we already have. That is the subject of our poll question today, Scottie Scheffler's arrest. Look at us! Golf. Mm-hmm. It makes me happy. Well, not his arrest, but it kind of does.
I love that he got out and birdied hole one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, he almost dunked it again.
Well, how many of us...
It was 10, but...
How many of us have had to roll out and, like, jog out to the tee box, and there's no warm-up, no nothing? And I love that he got out of prison. He said he was stretching in prison, goes
jail.
Out... Jail. And then he goes out and laces one off the tee and then birdies.
65 he shot today.
Tasty.
Straight out of the clink.
One better than yesterday. So what we've learned is jail, not prison, helps your golf game.
So we'll get started with our poll question next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is a PGA Championship Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
By the way, I did some digging and I wanted to be factually correct. Jerry Seinfeld was 38 years old mm-hmm. when he met a high school senior in Central Park who was 17. That is now his wife.
Oh, that's so weird.
I'm not sure. This one's worse. So Dane Cook was in his late 30s and he hosts, quote, game nights at his L.A. house and mansion. And a bunch of his friends go and it is proven that girls as young as 14 actresses have gone to these game nights, and his now wife, who's 24, was 16 or 17 when they first met at the, quote, game night, although they claim that they remained friends until she was of age. And then at 18, they started dating, and here they are 6 years later and are now married. He's 51, she's 24.
And she's 2 years younger than me.
So
we buy that?
I'm dude, you have game nights where 14-year-old actresses are coming and you meet a 16 or 17-year-old, but then you're like,
look at that big ass snake.
Oh, that's awful.
Oh my God.
Go right to hell. So you're expecting me to believe that you met a 16 or 17-year-old girl at your house for a game night party, and then you're like, hey, I'm really into her. But you know what? We're just gonna be friends for a couple of years. And then as soon as she turns 18, you're like, now. Yeah, they're, you know.
Well, I mean, you
there's
know,
Dane Cook and Jerry
avoiding
Seinfeld.
Arrest is one incentive. You know, you don't want to go to prison, so you just wait a couple of years. And
boy, just what are you doing hosting
that's really odd.
Game nights with 14 to 18-year-old girls?
I gotta
at your
tell
house.
You, as I get older, you know, you learn things as you get older. Will, you'll learn this as you get older. You'll learn that you learn things as you get older.
I'm gonna take notes.
One of the things, and you're always learning. I'm only 48. I'm a baby.
Yeah.
Still learning things. And I learn a lot of things just from hosting a sports talk radio show because we get to deal with, you know, guys out there and what guys say to us. It's like, wow. Oftentimes a light bulb goes off. It's like, wow, I didn't know. Like, I learned how many men, via this show, I have learned how many men really don't think there's anything wrong with laying their hands on a woman.
Yes.
I learned that via this show because I hear from them on our text line or wherever.
They do the Stephen A. Smith, really, well, she might have been asking for
it's
it.
It's really shocking. That's not something I would have known had I not done this show. Another one that I've learned that I just did not know, maybe it's my naivete, but how many old, weird white guys are into underage girls?
Yeah.
God, man.
You didn't know that one?
Like, well, no, I didn't. The whole Jeffrey Epstein thing and Dane Cook, and I didn't even know about Jerry Seinfeld. I had no idea.
I knew Seinfeld was old. It's just weird. Like, you're in Central Park, you're like, hey, baby. And she's like, yeah, I'm a senior in high school. He's like, I'm Jerry Seinfeld, the most successful show. You wanna? And by the way, I think he was engaged at the time to someone else, and he met a 17-year-old and was like, my world changed. That's still not as bad as Dane Cook hosting, quote, game nights with 14-year-old actresses there. What in the hell?
But how, on Jerry Seinfeld, let's go back to Jerry.
Yeah.
How is that even possible? Or is that just is that just something you say to get people to get off your back? I mean, come on. Dude, you're 38 and she's 17 and your world changed, really? That's not even possible in my head.
Apparently it is. They're still married.
Well, I know, but that...
So his life did change.
17-year-olds are dumb.
What do you talk to a 17-year-old about when you're Jerry? At that point, Seinfeld has the biggest show on the planet. He's worth like $800 million.
Yes.
And a 17-year-old?
That's another thing. That is a very smart man. Almost 40. One of the... He's very rich. He's very... I mean, like, he could have anyone, really.
Pretty much.
I mean, he's at the top of his game. Really bright, normal. Like, he had every... Jerry Seinfeld was, like, perfect.
Maybe not normal.
And then that?
Hey.
That? I just don't buy it.
I don't ask questions.
I think they should throw him in jail. Preemptively.
I think
Jerry.
I think it's a little weird, but again...
Dane Cook, too.
They're both married, and they're both happy, so...
There's no burden of proof here. That's just weird. It's weird and wrong.
It's weird, but...
Here's our poll question. X. You ever heard of X?
I have. I'm on there from time to time.
At 1080 The Fan, AAA Heating and Cooling Family Business, helping families for over 60 years, AAAIAQ.com. Yesterday, we asked you the question of which infamously addled franchise is most reborn. The Detroit Lions won that with 53% of the vote. 30% went to Baltimore, the Orioles. 12% the Timberwolves, and 5% to the Clippers, which is interesting because I feel like of all those franchises, the Clippers are most reborn. Like, they've been good.
Yeah, they've been good for a while.
Right, but
I think it's just like
maybe the upside is Orioles.
Yeah.
But the Timberwolves have perhaps the best player in the NBA. I mean, they're just getting started.
I think it's just the idea that the Clippers, people don't view them reborn because they've been good for a while. Well, those other franchises, that is very fresh.
That's why I said most reborn. Yeah. But okay, the Lions win. Yeah. They beat the Baltimore Orioles. Today's question, and it's a very important one, should Scottie Scheffler have played the widely debated "Do you know who I am?" card? Three options for you. Damn straight, just this once, or never ever. You know who inspired that poll question? This is there is a first time for everything.
What do you got?
Portnoy inspired that.
Really?
Yeah, because like I said, I saw him on CNBC. Mm-hmm. They had him on there talking about Scheffler.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, of all of the times that you could play the "Do you know who I am" card,
that's probably
this might be one of them. He said that. And I thought, you know what? That might be right. I'm going to poll the electorate. And therein lies the inspiration for today's poll question.
I would have not believed that there was ever an appropriate time to poll the "Do you know who I am?" But this, if there is one, and I'm not saying there is, but if there is one, when you meet a 17-year-old girl in Central Park and this situation
here. Wait, you tell her, you ask her, "Do you know who I am?
I'm you know kind of a big deal. I'm Jerry Seinfeld." I'm like, you want some help with your homework? No, seriously, Scheffler, you got to make that abundantly clear.
He didn't.
It doesn't sound like it, although the car was marked. And look, I think there's some blame on both sides here.
Yeah, we got to get into it. But right now, that poll question is pinned to the top of our X account at 1080 The Fan. Vote and vote hard. 44% say never, ever use the "Do you know who I am" card.
Yeah.
44% say that. Yeah. 31% said damn straight.
Yeah.
Like, you play that card. And 25% said just this once.
I think you keep the "Do you know who I am" card. Think of it like the break glass in case of emergency.
Yeah. That would have been it.
That's DEFCON 1. Things are going south. You at last ditch resort, and this probably was that situation.
All right, when we get back, we will outline how it all went down, at least from what we know so far. You are going to hear from Scottie Scheffler. He has spoken after his round of 65 today, straight from jail to the first tee, and he played well. And then he spoke after the round, so we have some of that audio as well. It is 3:28. Here's Will with SportsCenter. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a PGA Championship Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Layden Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
Xander Schauffele leading the PGA Championship round two. He's got 4 holes left. He's 12 under. Colin Morikawa, 11 under. Sahith Theegala, 10 under. And Scottie Scheffler, 9 under. Shot a 65 today. The big story, though, is that he was arrested this morning. At 5, I think like 5 o'clock
or
5:30? Yeah, 5
something in the morning.
Local time there?
Early in the morning. It was still dark out. It's one of the stranger stories that you'll ever see. And he made it. He went to jail, got processed, booked, released, made his tee time, and shot a 65? What in the hell?
Well,
you can't make that up.
Yeah, he was stuck in traffic. So what happened was, And it's very tragic that a worker, a vendor at the PGA Championship was struck by a shuttle bus.
And that's the crappy part about this, is that we're all focused on this. And, dude, someone died, which is why the whole thing started with that. That's why all the traffic and the police were there, is someone died.
Yeah, so this guy was struck and killed, and that backed up traffic leading into the entrance to Valhalla. Now, what you should also know, I think it's important to note, that there is video of Will Zalatoris and Cam Young walking into the venue. And what Will Zalatoris said after his round was, he said, "I've been griping about this all week. It wasn't just that traffic was backed up because of that accident." He said, this place has been a mess to the point where, in terms of logistics, he said, "to the point where I told my parents not even to show up." He said, it's been a real problem. Apparently, they've got a huge issue with congestion right there as they all go in there. So anyway, this accident occurs. Scottie Scheffler is driving. Mm-hmm. He is almost to the entrance.
Yeah, I don't know if people realize this, but at these events, they give the players cars that are marked, like whoever the sponsor is, Buick or Genesis, whoever is the sponsor. So they give them a car. It's marked with PGA Championship, but the players drive themselves, for the most part, to and from wherever they're staying in the course. So no one was in the car with Scheffler. It was just him, and he was getting to the course nice and early.
So traffic was stopped on his side, and so he ventures to the other side where traffic was coming through, but there was also a detective there, Detective Gillis, as we have now come to find out his name is Detective Gillis.
And he was, so it is clear because there's a lot of different reports, he was in full police uniform with a bright yellow vest. Indicating he was indeed an officer. Because some people were saying, oh, Scheffler didn't know he was a cop. No, he was in full uniform. So he did know he was a cop.
So, yeah, so basically the crux of it is the guy told him that he couldn't go through, and Scheffler tried to, apparently there was a median or a curb, and he tried to go through anyway, and Scheffler is saying, and then the Detective Gillis grabs onto his car, Scheffler turns into Valhalla, stops, and the guy had, he tore his $80 pants. They're irreparable.
I kid you not. In Detective Gillis' report, he says that his pants valued at $80 are damaged beyond repair. That's in a police report.
Yeah, I'll read you that in a second. But this is where it gets a little hairy. And Jeff Darlington of ESPN happened to be standing right there, and he saw this whole thing.
Yeah, he was in the car behind Scheffler.
He has outlined all of it. He said he was standing by the front. I didn't think he was in a car behind him.
Yeah,
he was standing.
Well, he was in the car behind Scheffler, and then he got out. But yeah, he didn't know that it was Scheffler. He just saw the whole thing, and then he's like, "Oh my god!" And then at one point, while Scheffler's being arrested, he turns to Darlington and says, "Can you help me?"
Yeah,
because he realizes who it is.
Yeah, so it got the cop reaches into the car to open the door, grabs Scotty's arm, pulls him out of there, and arrests him.
Put him up against the car and the whole
thing. They cuffed him and put him in jail. And Scheffler said he did not know if he was going to get out in time to make his tee time, but they cut him loose and he made it and shot 65. So that's really what happened. What Scheffler is saying is that he said it was a complete miscommunication and a misunderstanding about what the cop told him to do.
Yeah, because
we don't know if that's true or not.
Well, supposedly, again, there's so much information going on around this. The one that I heard that Scheffler seems to be leaning into is that even with the kerfuffle, they were saying that the players had some sort of badge on the car and they could get waved through.
Yeah.
And he's claiming that someone told him, "You can just go through and flash this, and they will let you through even in the traffic." The cop story is he told Scheffler, "No, you're not doing that." He didn't know who he was, and that Scheffler went ahead anyways. My guess is the truth lies somewhere in between these two things.
Well, I think one of the areas where there seems to be a misunderstanding is that Scheffler did not know that guy was not your typical traffic.
See, I find that hard to believe.
Traffic cop. He's saying that he didn't, and then the detective didn't know that was Scottie Scheffler, and maybe the detective didn't know of the, because he's not normally there. He was there because of the death.
Yes.
So he didn't really know of the protocol with players trying to get into Valhalla. Although I would imagine he should know about that. It's Valhalla, and it's hosting the PGA Championship. At any rate, here are some clips. So Scotty got off the golf course, and he did talk about it, and here's what he said.
I feel like my head's still spinning. I can't really explain what happened this morning. I did spend some time stretching in a jail cell. That was a first for me. You know, that was part of my warm-up. I was just sitting there waiting, and, you know, I started going through my warm-up. I felt like there was a chance I may be able to still come out here and play, and so I started going through my routine. I tried to get my heart rate down as much as I could today, but like I said, you know, I still feel like my head's spinning a little bit, but, yeah, I was fortunate to be able to make it back out and play some golf today.
Do you think the other guys in there were, like, getting putting tips and stuff before he got...
Well, he did say in there that he was hoping he could make a tee time, so he said he started to go through his stretching routine in the cell.
That's what he just said.
Yeah.
That was the clip we just played.
You know.
And here he says he saw himself on ESPN in jail.
I didn't really know. I was just so confused at what was happening at the time that, you know, I didn't know what time it was. I didn't know what was going on. But when I was sitting in, like, the holding cell or whatever, there was a TV there, and I could see myself on the TV on ESPN. And it was Get Up was on, and so in the corner it showed the time, and it said they were delayed. And I was kind of thinking about my tee time. I was like, well, maybe, you know, I could be able to get out. You know, the officers downstairs had you know, they were discussing how long it was going to take me to get released. You know, obviously you have to go through all the due process and everything. And, you know, I was able to kind of see a bit of the TV, and, you know, then I laid down and then I started to stretch a little bit once I got my heart rate down a little bit.
This is just, so I've read so many different reports. I've listened to Darlington's, who was right there and saw, you know, from his point of view, what happened. My guess is it went something like this. Detective gets called out because there's a death. And my guess is that when there is a investigation involving a dead body, that cop's probably not in the best mood, right? He gets called out early in the morning and there's someone that's dead. He's probably pissed. It's rainy. It's dark. He doesn't want to be up at 5 a.m. Maybe, by the way, this cop is just a red ass to begin with. And I promise you that Scheffler was not just like, oh, I didn't know. Scheffler was annoyed because he was sitting in traffic. Scheffler was annoyed because it was affecting his ability to get to the course. He probably was annoyed that the cop told him that he couldn't go around this mess. And Scheffler probably was like, dude, I need to get around. I was told I could get around. I'm just going to do this. And then the cop obviously got super pissed that he wasn't obeying his orders. But Scheffler's trying to pull the, I was very cooperative. I had no idea what was going on. It was dark. Can we just all grow up a little bit? And we've all been in that situation where we're late, we're annoyed, we don't want to deal with this, we're being told no. There's a sense of entitlement, and he tries to go around, and then the cop overreacted. Scheffler probably handled it very poor at the beginning, and my guess is the cop handled it very poorly once Scheffler tried to go up onto the shoulder.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened. It's really hard to say, although I would say that teed up cop versus low key golfer is an otherworldly matchup. I have no idea how to handicap that.
Yeah.
I really don't see Scottie Scheffler being the type to resist arrest and then drive off with a cop hanging from his car.
Well, that's
at the same time
from the car.
Well, that's what they said. At the same time, I don't know. Maybe there'll be video of it that will emerge. Who knows? I would imagine all of this gets
I feel
like this is all going to go away.
Yes.
Look, here's the thing. The governor of Kentucky and the mayor of Louisville were both in there today. And by the way, at the tournament. Yeah. And the other thing is that you know who went and picked Scotty up from the jail?
The head of Valhalla.
The guy who owns Valhalla.
Yes.
So when you look at that guy, plus the governor, plus the mayor going, look, we make a lot of money off this damn tournament. You can't be arresting golfers, especially the number one player in the world coming into the tournament. Something tells me this may all just wiped away as a misunderstanding. And that's going to piss people off because it's the white privilege golfer thing.
Sure.
But I think in every instance like this, and you've tried to do this too, I know as we've talked about different cases over the years of arrests or athletes in trouble or even non-athletes in trouble, you have to take each case for what it is and the facts of each. So let's not try to make blanket statements about race or anything else. In this instance, just my opinion, I think this is all going to go away. And I think Scotty saying, hey, this is all a giant misunderstanding, I think he's more right. It seems to me that that cop was in a bad mood and a little pissed off, and he said the wrong thing to him. And before you know it, he's thrown behind bars and he doesn't know what the hell happened.
Calmer head should have prevailed, right? But like the report that the cop filled out, again, with like the pants being damaged beyond repair. And
let me read that to you.
Just really, Detective Gillis, can you grow up to here with this? Like, Scheffler, you weren't just like the sweetest guy in the world that had no idea what was going on. And the detective, you weren't run over. They said he was attached to the car. Dude, every report says that he was banging on the window and that the car went 10 feet. You know how long it takes a car to go 10 feet? He was going 1 mile an hour. Let's not act like it was the Dukes of Hazzard and the cop was drugged behind. The cop was probably banging on his window. Scheffler went 10 feet. The cop stumbled, fell, skinned his knee, and then got up and was beyond pissed at that point. And once the cop gets knocked down, I don't care who that guy was going to arrest him because Detective Gillis didn't want to be there in the first place, and he was pissed off and probably embarrassed that he fell down and skinned his knee.
So the four charges are assault in the second degree of a police officer, criminal mischief third degree, reckless driving, and disregard signals from officers directing traffic. That first charge is a felony, and one attorney I saw was quoted today saying it's really unusual for them to release somebody who has assaulted a police officer.
Yes.
Right? Like, if that charge right there...
Yeah, you're going in for a while.
Yeah, they're not just going to let you go. So that they thought that was weird, that it's like, okay, they charged him with that, but then they let him go an hour later. Yeah. So that...
Someone got a hold and was like, dude...
Well, that just tells you that that's not going to stick.
No.
And then the other thing, too, is, I mean, did we really need a mugshot put out there? Good grief. Here's
hey,
what...
street cred, baby, street cred.
Here's what the police report, it says, Detective Gillis was directing traffic into gate one of the Valhalla golf course due to the road being closed in both directions from an earlier fatal collision. Listed subject was driving eastbound to gain access to the course. Subject pulled into the westbound lanes where southbound traffic was flowing and to avoid, where outbound traffic was flowing, that makes more sense, and to avoid backed up traffic. Detective Gillis was in the middle of the westbound lanes in full LMPD uniform and a high visibility yellow reflective rain jacket. Detective Gillis stopped subject and attempted to give instructions. Subject refused to comply and accelerated forward, dragging Detective Gillis to the ground. Detective Gillis suffered pain, swelling, and abrasions to his left wrist and knee. He was transported to the hospital for further medical treatment by emergency medical personnel. Detective Gillis uniform pants, valued at approximately $80, were damaged beyond repair.
You can't fix those. Who's going to make these pants right? Again, can we just tone down the rhetoric here and like, he drug him to the ground? This is where I said both sides. Probably like Scheffler, I guarantee Scheffler was an ass. I guarantee he was like, dude, I need to get to my tee time. That it said I could do this. I'm going to go. And once that cop felt like he was not being respected, you will respect my authority. He went all John Wayne, got a little Johnny Cash in his blood, and, you know, there you go. And haven't we all had a run-in with authority where we get a little mouthy?
Well, I tell you what.
You know.
I told you the story before where I ran into high T cop, pissed off cop.
Yeah.
Dude, I did exactly as that man said.
Yes.
And I mean exactly.
And this is where
he came back and thanked me.
Yeah. That's what I'm just saying. Hey, Scotty, I understand that you're annoyed and that you got to get to your tee time and golf is very important to you. But when you've got a guy with a badge and a gun and he tells you no, you might want to say no. You know, like or accept the fact that he's telling you no. And you might try to work out another way other than I was confused and I decided to do what I want to do.
So here's one more clip of Scotty after the round.
Yeah, first of all, you know, my sympathies go out to the family, Mr. Mills. I can't imagine what they're going through this morning. You know, one day he's heading to the golf course to watch a tournament and, you know, a few moments later he's trying to cross the street and now he's no longer with us. So I can't imagine what they're going through. My heart, you know, I feel for them. I'm sorry. My situation will get handled. It was just a chaotic situation and a big misunderstanding. And I can't comment on any of the specifics of it. So I feel like y'all are going to be disappointed, but can't comment on any specifics, but my situation will be handled. It was just a big misunderstanding. So if y'all got any questions about the golf today, I'm happy to answer them. But outside of that, I can't really get into what transpired outside of, you know, my heart goes out to the family.
Smart play. Yeah. Make sure you note. And he did in his statement, too. You got to remember someone died.
Exactly.
But also, the my stuff will get handled. That's going to rub some people the wrong way.
Sure.
As well.
Well, this already is going to rub people the wrong way. And, you know,
He's like, yeah, this is going to go away because I'm going to make it go away.
I said at the beginning, like I was talking to a buddy of mine, when you encounter an officer of the law, the first thing you have to do is to decide what cop you're dealing with. You dealing with surf cop? Are you dealing with a guy that was going to be a postal worker and ended up being a cop? Are you dealing with Captain America? Are you dealing with the ex-military guy? Like, you got to figure that out immediately, because if you don't, you know, you can find yourself in a bad situation. I've told this story 100 times. Someone here may have talked themselves into a $300 jaywalking ticket, and I earned every one of those dollars because I dealt with a Captain America cop, and I, you know, didn't like it. And whether you like it or not, the cop does have the ability to tell you no, and you don't get to do what you want to do. So I do find it a little, I find it a bit much that everyone is like, this cop is just so in the wrong, and chef, this is ridiculous. You know, this, yes, it could have been avoided by the cop not overreacting. It also could have been avoided by Scottie Scheffler doing what the cop told him to do. Because, well, he's a cop with a badge and a gun.
All right, let's move on. We've got the College Football Friday grab bag coming up and some NBA draft scuttle. We'll be right back. It is 3:50 on The Fan.
Me, I'm super fly, super duper fly, super duper fly. Me, I'm super fly, super duper fly.
This is a PGA Championship Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langenthorn Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
You know, I will say, since we have a short segment here, we'll just wrap up the Scheffler stuff, but the Scottie Scheffler arrest was exactly what the internet was born for.
Yes.
And there were so many funny memes about this today.
Yeah.
The best one I thought was somebody posted a photo of the arresting officer, and it was Xander Schauffele in Groucho Marx glasses.
Well, there's another good one. We were talking Shane Gillis, the comedian, and obviously Officer Gillis here, Detective Gillis. There's a sketch where Shane Gillis is like in a bathrobe holding a gun, like sleepwalking, and there was a lot of those going out. You know, footage of Detective Gillis arresting Scottie Scheffler. There were some great mugshots of Scheffler with teardrop tattoos and like the bandanas. Backwards bandanas.
There was another good one where you know how sometimes they all stand by the table and spread out the evidence, the drugs and the money and everything and the guns. They did that, but on the table were golf clubs and balls and tees and golf clubs. Look, that's good stuff.
I think it's important to remember, someone died, and this situation, like, the cop's not injured. Some pants got... Scotty, write a check for the $80 pants, apologize to the cop. The cop, say, lighten up, Francis. And next time, Scotty, just, like, call someone. Like, as much as this all could have been avoided with Scottie Scheffler being like, no, seriously, dude, I'm allowed to go in that way. I'm the number one golfer in the world. I'm playing there. And the cop being like, yeah, I don't care. And Scottie Scheffler calling someone from Valhalla being like, no, dude, let that guy in. That thing could have been solved in 3 or 4 minutes as opposed to 3 hours because you decided to drive around what you thought was a security guard.
And for those asking, Scheffler was driving and he was by himself, the Zalatoris Cam Young thing.
Yeah,
they were probably being driven, I would imagine. Which is why they just hopped out and walked. Zalatoris said he walked 2 miles to get into the.
Yeah, they
entrance.
Said the traffic was backed up so bad because of the traffic was bad anyways getting in, and then the death. And they said that there was a bus, one of the buses that was like the one that hit the guy, the worker that died, they said there was a bus that was unmanned. They didn't know where the bus driver was, and it was blocking the entrance. So they were trying to figure out to get someone in to get the bus moved, and that was causing the big backup where, yeah, a couple golfers were like, dude, I'm not doing this. I can just get out and walk. But Scheffler driving himself couldn't really. And he was close.
Yeah.
He could see the entrance.
Well, he's a new. He's America's new favorite golfer. Because I mean, the legend of Scottie Scheffler has grown more from this than winning any golf tournament. I mean, he's instantly the fan favorite out there. Everybody's going crazy for him now.
Yeah.
And hopefully he makes, you know, he leans into it and makes orange his Sunday color.
Oh, God, that would be so awesome.
Wouldn't that be great?
If he did the Sunday instead of Sunday red.
Yeah.
Because he's a Nike guy, right?
Yeah, but he went to Texas, too.
Yeah, dude, just lean into the Sunday orange, man. Just full on Ricky Fowler, full orange. His caddy can wear a Masters jumper, but in orange or maybe the Hamburglar stripes. Just lean into it, man. It's the first thing you've done in years that shows any sort of personality. Go for it.
And if he hits one into the trees this weekend, do you think the broadcasts will have the balls to make jail jokes?
I think you would if not for the death. The fact that it all started because someone died puts
golf
a little...
stuffy. They're not going to make jokes about it. Well, but
This is,
Jace, an elite list of major champions who have been arrested.
Oh, well, Daly. For certain.
John Daly.
And by the way, if you woke up today and said someone at the PGA Championship was arrested, it's even money that it's
John
Daly.
Oh, my God, totally. Like, if I asked you last night, let's rewind to last night's show. It's 6:45 or whatever, our last segment of the show, okay? You and I.
Yeah.
Sitting here talking. And we're just wrapping it up. And I tell you, hey, Sook, you're going to wake up to the most shocking sports arrest of all time. Maybe not of all time, but... probably of all time.
Yeah.
Possibly of all time. Who would you think that would be?
It wouldn't take me long to get to Scottie Scheffler. Because I knew, obviously, with the PGA going on, I'd be like, oh, hell.
Because it's so shocking. Well, because I said shocking?
Yeah, shocking.
But, okay, what if I just said an athlete, a prominent, big-time athlete is going to get arrested tomorrow morning? How many guys are you going through before you get to Scottie Scheffler?
He's in the top 10.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, he is the, like, everybody, I mean, and I mean everybody, talks about that he is the genuine article, nicest dude, like, all he does.
Well, I know that. Why would you think he'd be arrested then?
I wouldn't. Like, I thought
I'm saying.
Oh, who would? Sorry, yes. I had it backwards. I thought you were saying who wouldn't be arrested.
Who would you get? I'm just telling you at the end of the show, hey, you're going to wake up to a prominent sports figure being arrested.
Tyreek Hill.
How many people, you would have guessed Tyreek Hill?
Tyreek Hill's number one. We could have been here till next PGA Championship before I ever got to Scottie Scheffler.
So John Daly's been arrested,
yes.
Major champion. Of course, Tiger Woods, major champion. Scottie Scheffler, major champion. And I thought of one other one. There may be more, but I couldn't think of any more. Do you know the other one? May still be in prison? Major champion.
Really?
Yes. Multiple time major champion.
No, I don't.
Angel Cabrera.
Oh.
Remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah, he went to... he might be out by now, but...
I completely forgot about
that. Dude, he got thrown in the slammer.
Was he money laundering?
No, his was... let me just stand by.
Hold on.
Just stand by. Mm-hmm. I just want to get it right.
Because he went to jail in his home country, right? It wasn't in the U.S.
Assaulting, threatening, and harassing his partner.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's out of jail, but yeah, it was his ex. Yeah, it was his ex.
Yeah, I got a list of golfers that have been to prison, but they're not
all major champions.
Yeah, I'm just saying just golfers in general, but they're not like, you know, it's like people you haven't necessarily heard of. Yeah, golf isn't really I thought maybe, like, if you were going to go golfers who had been arrested, you know, the first one, Daly, maybe Dustin Johnson, you know, I could see him getting caught up into something. You know, a little bit of that. But yeah, golf is not a rebel sport. It's just not. You look at these guys. They're like the...
What gave that away?
Some of the most boring human beings on the planet. You think Jordan Spieth is out there getting arrested for something? Look at him. It's like if Jay Leno was a golfer. Phil, I guess, maybe...
money laundering.
Yeah, I could see Phil getting caught up in a financial crime. Let's
well,
be honest.
He did.
Well, that's true. Well, like a, you know,
insider trading,
right? Gambling scheme. And let's be honest, if
no, his Phil, was insider trading.
Yeah, if Phil got caught with a lady of like that's the one. Like, if Phil got caught with a lady of the evening, would you be shocked?
Phil, no, probably not.
I'd be like, yeah, it's about right.
Well, I don't think any of these guys I'd really be shocked. Like, that would be my first, yeah, maybe.
Well, that was kind of my thought. That's, with
I just go to that.
I either go domestic violence or you got caught with a pro. One of those. You got,
or Scheffler ripping off some Titleist from the pro shop.
Stealing some wedges. What? What a! It's just such a weird, rando story.
It's great. Well, this tournament.
Then he's like three shots back of the lead.
I tell you what, man. This tournament right now, not boring.
No. No.
It's setting up to be an all-timer.
Dude, it's the best thing that happened to the PGA Championship in years was him getting stuffed.
All right. College football Friday grab bag is coming up next. Before In the News, it is 4:03 on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.